我们一起来读几处圣经。
And let us read a few passages together.
启示录第四章。
Revelations chapter 4.
一节到第八节。
Verses 1 to 8.
第四章一节到第八节。
Revelations 4, verses 1 to 8.
大家一起读。
Let us read together. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you the things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thundering, and voices.Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf.The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
好，我们再读九到十一节。
And let us read also verses 9 to 11.Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
好，我们读第五章一到十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 to 14.
我们读全章圣经啊。
We're reading a whole chapter.
来，我们大家好好读，我们开始读。
Let us read together. Well, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it.But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes,which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp, and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying,You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. And you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne.The living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard say, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever.
中文翻译很大的一个错误.
And chapter 5, verse 8, the Chinese is translated very terribly.
中文翻译说,这香就是众圣徒的祈祷.
And in the Chinese, it says, the bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
原文不是香是众圣徒的祈祷, 而是说香炉是众圣徒的祈祷.
And what it should be is the incense is the prayer of the saints.
我们再读出长地圣经, 6章1到11节。
The bowl is the prayer of the saints, as it says here.
我看见羔羊。
对不起, 不是第六章, 对。 第七章。 9节到17节
Chapter 7, verses 9 to 17.
此后,
After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of waters. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
8章3到6节
Chapter 8, verses 3 to 6.
另有一位天使
Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to stop. Lastly, let us read verses chapter 21, verse 9 and 10.
拿着七个青,
then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Okay, 从启示录四章五章 来看基督升天的意象。
And today we want to see the vision of Christ ascending from Revelations chapter 4 and 5.
基督升天是救恩的最高峰。
And the ascension of Christ is the climax of salvation.
在主一生的事里面。
And in all the things that he dealt with in his life.
复活是关键点。
The resurrection was a turning point.
而复活之后升天。
And after he was risen, he ascended.
那是救恩到了最高峰。
And that was when salvation was at its height.
而启示录四章五章是到升天最大的两章圣经。
And Revelations 4 and 5 are the greatest chapters that speak of this ascension.
四章一开始的时候。
Right at the beginning of chapter 4.
看见个宝座。
We see a throne.
因为坐在宝座上的。
And there is one who is seated upon the throne.
坐在宝座上的一定是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he who is seated upon the throne must surely be our Lord Jesus Christ.
在三而一的神中间。
And in the triune God,
只有子神有形象。
Only the God the Son has a image, a form.
父是个灵，没有形象。
The Father is a spirit, he has no form.
圣灵是个灵，没有形象。
The Spirit is a spirit, has no form.
只有神的儿子有形象。
And only the Son of God has a form.
所有在旧约里面显现出来的神都是神的儿子。
And in the Old Testament, every time we see an appearance of God, it is the Son of God.
亚伯拉罕是看见过神的人。
And Abraham was one who saw God.
他所看见的神就是耶稣基督。
And the God whom he saw was Jesus Christ.
在马太福音十七章。
And in Matthew chapter 17.
主耶稣说：“当你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕。”
And Jesus says, "When your father Abraham."
欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
Saw my day and rejoiced.
既看见了就欢喜。
Having seen, he rejoiced.
主说，亚伯兰所仰望的神就是主耶稣。
And Jesus says, the God to whom Abraham looked is Jesus.
摩西是个看见过神的人。
Moses was one who saw God.
希伯来书十三章说。
And in Hebrews 13, it tells us.
摩西看为基督受的凌辱。
And he despised the shame.
比埃及的财宝更宝贵。
He valued the reproaches of Christ more than the treasures of Egypt.
摩西所看见的神就是主耶稣。
And the God that Moses saw, that is Jesus, our Lord.
大卫是多次看见神的人。
And David, he saw the Lord many times.
而大卫看见的神就是主耶稣。
And the God whom he saw, that is Jesus Christ.
使徒行传二章就用大卫说的话来说到主的复活。
And Acts chapter 2, it uses the words of David to speak of the resurrection.
彼得特别说。
And Peter especially said,
大卫是个先知。
David was a prophet.
明明看见基督复活。
Who saw the resurrection of Christ.
就指着他说。
And referring, pointing to that day, he says,
大卫看见的神就是耶稣基督。
The God that David saw is Jesus Christ.
所有旧约显现的神就是耶稣基督。
Whenever we see God appear in the Old Testament, it is Jesus Christ.
旧约、新约，我们看见是一位主。
And in old, the Old and New Testament, it is one Lord.
而到了启示录四章，说基督升天。
And when we come to Revelations 4, we come to the ascension of Christ.
坐在宝座上。
He is seated upon the
throne. 他的形象像碧玉。
And his image, his form is like jasper.
又像红宝石，又像绿宝石。
And it was like an emerald and a sardius stone.
那时候主耶稣复活，他是荣耀了。
And at that time, Jesus was resurrected and he was in glory.
他就进入极大的荣耀的里面。
And he was in great glory.
而他的形象很难说的，这个使徒。
And it was hard for the apostle to describe what Jesus looked like.
到了新约，到了最后。
But at the end of the New Testament.
启示录到了幕后了。
At the end of Revelation.
新耶路撒冷出现了。
When the New Jerusalem appears.
我在那时候要知道新耶路撒冷到底是什么。
We often ask, do you know what the New Jerusalem is?
新耶路撒冷不是重在说一座城。
It is not, the emphasis is not on a city.
用这个城来形容一个人。
But it is a city that is being used to describe a person.
天父说我要把基督的心腹。
And so the angel says, I want to show you the bride.
就是羔羊的妻子给你看。
The lamb, the wife of the bride of the lamb.
当约翰看的时候，看见一座四千里长宽高的大城。
And but when John looked at it, what he saw was a city that was 4,000 stadia wide.
圣经用城来形容那个心腹的伟大。
And so the Bible is using the city to describe how awesome is the bride.
心腹就教会最后的荣耀的光景。
And the bride is the ultimate glorious condition of the church.
为什么成为心腹又成为羔羊的妻呢？
And why is the bride of the lamb?
成为心腹
Why is it called the bride?
重在他的生命
It is because of life.
基督是新郎
And Jesus Christ, he is the groom.
教会经过长期的制作
And the church has been wrought for many years.
耶稣基督匹配了
And then finally, it is worthy of Christ.
所以教会是心腹
And that is why we call it the bride.
教会被制作成功了
When it is finalized.
这是圣经把我们最后荣耀的光景提到我们前面来让我们看
And so the Bible is bringing our final condition before us so we can see.
为什么成为羔羊的妻呢
Why do we call it the bride of the lamb?
羔羊的妻所的道路
And because there is a path.
羔羊受到受苦和被杀。
Because the lamb, it speaks of the slaying and the suffering.
耶稣基督来到地上走的路。
And the path which Jesus Christ he took.
是条受苦的道路。
It is a path of suffering.
所以希伯来说有卑微进入荣耀。
And so in Hebrews it says he entered glory from suffering.
这是主的道路。
This is the way of the Lord.
这也是两千年教会的道路。
And this is the way of the church these last 2,000 years.
这也是我们走的道路。
This is our way.
有卑微进入荣耀。
And from lowliness to glory.
说到这个耶路撒冷城。
And we speak of the new Jerusalem.
城墙是比喻。
And the walls are of jade.
城门是珍珠。
And the gates are pearl.
而根基是十二样的宝石。
And then there's 12 precious stones for the foundation.
所以红宝石有绿宝石都有。
Red, green, and everything else.
这些都是形容到生命。
And these are all describing a life.
金金的街道。
The golden streets.
金金说到神的单纯的神性。
It is the purity of God's divinity.
美丽的神性。
It is beautiful.
只有一条街道。
And there's only one road in the city.
我年轻的时候啊。
So when I was young.
我的那个长辈是很有名的一个传道人。
One of my elders, a famous pastor.
给我们讲启示录。
Was speaking to us on Revelation.
我非常用心地听。
And I paid attention.
城中就一条道路。
And he said there's only one way in the city.
他们叫这段道路怎么走的啊。
And he asked, so how would you walk in the city?
整个城里头只有一条路啊。
There's only one road in the city.
那我们都回答不出来这条路怎么走的。
So how would you get about?
他把路啊画出来了。
So he drew a picture.
像中国的一盘蚊香。
And it looks like a mosquito coil.
知道蚊香吧？知道蚊香，它就那么盘上去的。
Because it's a spiral.
到这才是走遍全城，最后到宝座。
And so it starts here and it goes throughout the city until it comes to the throne at the top.
我不敢说我不信，实在我是不大相信他的话。
I didn't dare say I don't believe you, but I didn't really believe him.
只有一条路。
But there is only one way here.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我开车啊。
When I drive.
最会迷路的。
I get lost all the time.
常常迷路的。
I get lost.
到了新耶路撒冷没有迷路的。
In the New Jerusalem, there's no getting lost.
只有一条路。
There's only one road.
耶稣基督是我们的道路。
Jesus Christ, He is our way.
除了主之外，我们没有道路。
Other than the Lord, there is no other way.
一条路。
One way.
一个门。
One door.
好不好？
Isn't that easy?
四千里长宽高的城就是一条路
4,000 cubits high and wide one road
珍珠城门
pearly gates
珍珠乃是那个泵嘎里面有沙石进去了
and how is the, what is the pearl? It is when a sand goes into the clam
我的国语非常不标准乃是那个泵嘎
he wants to know what that is in Chinese someone tell him
怎么读的啊啊 半个，我就过一步不要半个。
That's what it is in Chinese.
半个是很大的半个啊。
It's a clam.
沙石进去了。
When the sand goes in.
那就分泌出种液体来。
And it excretes something.
把那个沙石包裹起来了。
And it wraps up this little sand.
长年累月的工作。
And many years.
那个沙石变了个珍珠了。
This speck of sand becomes a pearl.
这就说到救赎生命。
And this is the life of redemption.
我们这些人就是伊丽莎。
We are that sand.
知道伊丽莎吧？
Do you know what a speck of sand is?
我不讲你们是旧约里面的伊丽莎。我说伊丽莎啊，这不语不标准，常常被人听错了。
That was funny in Chinese.
伊丽莎时在耶稣基督的十字架受伤的地方。
And this speck of sand, it was the cross which
Jesus
wounded.
主的生命把我们包容起来了。
But the life of Christ, it enwrapped us.
长年累月的工作，我们变成一个珍珠了。
And over the years, we became this pearl.
救赎生命。
That is the life of redemption.
根基是宝石。
And the foundation, it is these precious stones.
石头在地的深很深的地方。
It is laid deep in the ground.
长期的压力。
And years of pressure.
长期的火的焚烧。
Years of heat.
叫石头变成宝石了。
And then these stones become precious stones and jewels.
各种不同的烧法烧出各种不同的宝石来。
Different kinds of heat in the ground become
different jewels. 这是新耶路撒冷。
And this is the new Jerusalem.
基督的丰盛生命。
It is the abundant life of Christ.
而现在启示录四章坐在宝座上这一位。
And then now Revelation is telling us about the one who is on
the throne. 又像碧玉。
He is like Jasper.
又像红宝石。
He is like Sardius.
又像绿宝石。
He is like an emerald.
新耶路撒冷就是照着他制造出来的。
And according to him, the new Jerusalem was made.
基督生命扩大了，丰富了，就是新耶路撒冷。
And the life of Christ, when it is expanded, that is the new Jerusalem.
新妇就是新郎的丰满。
And the bride, it is the abundance of the groom.
大家听懂我的话吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
这就是四章为什么讲那个坐宝座上那位荣耀的主。
This is why in chapter 4 it is speaking of the glorious Lord of
God. 现在他开始工作了。
And now he is starting to work.
照着他来制作新耶路撒冷。
And according to him, the new Jerusalem is starting to be built.
基本的形象是一样的。
The same in form.
宝座上的这一位
the one who is on the throne,
前面二十四长老敬拜
and before it, 24 elders worship,
四活物敬拜
the four living creatures worship,
二十四位长老
24 elders,
代表受造万有
and they represent all of creation.
怎么知道二十四位长老受造万有呢？
How do we know that?
圣经自己记了
because the Bible tells us.
根据他们的赞美
According to their praise,
他们赞美神。
They praise the Lord.
你是做到永永远远的。
And that you are forever.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord, our God.
因为你创造了万有。
Because you have created all things.
万有是由你的旨意被造而有的。
And by your will they existed and were created.
神不是好玩的造个万有啊。
And God didn't just create creation for fun.
我们看见的万有太奇妙了。
We see creation is amazing.
最大的动物。
The greatest animal.
到最小的动物，有昆虫吧。
To the smallest insect.
每一个生命都是奥秘。
Every life form, it is a mystery.
谁造每一个生命？
And God created each one.
都给他一个生存的条件。
And gave it requirements for living and
existing. 都给他一个找食物的本能。
And gave it an ability to find food.
都给他一个保护自己的本能。
Gave it the ability to protect itself.
最小的虫它都会保护自己啊。
Even the smallest organism can protect itself.
外面的人最笨。
And only people are the most foolish. It's hard for us to find food. But when God created all of creation, they had this innate ability. Every living being is a mystery. Because life is a mystery. And the flying life forms, crawling ones, swimming ones, you didn't know how to teach it. What's it do? Can chickens go in the water? But ducks run to the water. Did someone teach a duck how to swim? Did a hen teach its chicks not to go in the water? But when when it was created, the life, the mystery of his life was in it, and God in his great wisdom and his almighty power created all of creation. And so the 24 elders worshiped. For you have created all things. And by your will, they exist and were created. And so God created creation for his purpose. And when Jesus comes to redeem, the focus of redemption is the church. And there's nothing wrong with it. But the power of redemption reaches through all of creation. And the Bible tells us all creation shall be redeemed. Even heaven and earth. This old heaven and old earth shall pass away. And it will become a new heaven and new earth. And have you read Time magazine? And every year they have the man of the year, person of the year. And once it was the earth. So I read carefully why is it the earth. And the title was Save the Earth. Because the resources are depleted. When I read what these scientists were writing, and governments don't like to talk about this. Perhaps people will be panicked. But the resources are depleted. And it is humans who are destroying the world. And so the title that year was Save the Earth. No one can save the earth. The Lord is coming soon. Everything has come to its final hour. And today we are in the last days. Of course the resources are almost gone. We don't need human solutions. Mankind will destroy itself. And so in chapter 4 we see Jesus seated on the throne. 24 elders worshiping. And it is the worship of all creation. The worship of the four living creatures. And the four living creatures, they are the church. Why are they the church? And I have my reasons for saying this. And two times the four living creatures appear. First in Ezekiel. And once in Revelation. And the order is completely different here. And Ezekiel, it talks about the order of life. When Jesus, the Word became flesh, the first, he was a man. Yes, right? And so it starts out with a man. On the right hand is a lion. On the left hand is the ox. And the last is the eagle. But in Revelations, it's completely different. In Revelations, it's according to the Gospels. Matthew, he is the king. And the thing it talks about is the kingdom.
君王的表号是狮子。
And the sign of the king is a lion.
所以在启示录第四活物头一个是狮子。
And so in Revelations, the first thing is the lion.
而第二本福音书是马可福音。
The Gospel of Mark.
马可福音说到主是一个主的仆人。
And it speaks of how the Lord, he is the servant.
仆人的表号是牛犊。
Sign of the servant is the ox.
所以启示录四活物的排列第二是牛犊。
And so in Revelations, the four living creatures, second is the ox.
四福音第三本福音书是路加福音。
The third gospel, the gospel of Luke.
路加福音说主耶稣是个超凡的人。
And he is a surpassing man in Luke.
神圣的人。
He is a divine man.
所以这里的排列第三是个人。
So here in Revelations, thirdly is a man.
四福音最后是约翰福音。
And the last gospel, the gospel of John.
约翰福音说主耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus, he is the son of God.
所以这里最后要排列是鹰。
And so the last is the eagle.
神儿子的表号是鹰。
The sign of the son of God is the eagle.
所以在以西结的时候和启示录的时候。
And so in Ezekiel, the four living creatures, and in Revelations,
它排列不一样。
Different order here.
以西结叫做人的次序的排列。
And in Ezekiel, according to a man's order.
启示录照着四福音的前后来排列。
But in Revelations, according to the gospel order.
事后说，原文是说，在这些事里面发现了生命。
And originally, the four living creatures, what it means is life was found among these four.
四后代表教会
and this is the church.
二十三章万有敬拜神
and the 24 elders in all creation worships God.
然后四后敬拜神
and then four living creatures worships.
四后在其中就出现了好两次
and they appear quite a few times in Revelation.
越下面读越是四后代表教会
and the more you read of Revelations, you'll find
四后敬拜神
the four living creatures they worship it is the church.
到了第五章就看见主耶稣在宝座
and so in chapter 5 we see Jesus on the throne.
这就是说基督升天最伟大章圣经
and this is the greatest chapter on the ascension of Christ.
启示录第五章
the Revelations chapter 5.
所以第五章说到两件事啊
Chapter 5 is actually speaking about two different things.
最简单两件事
two very simple things.
一个是圣经，一个是祷告
One is the Bible, one is prayer.
那听起来就是很简单了
Sounds easy.
但这是我这么讲
But that's just what I'm saying.
这五章把那个圣经和祷告讲得太奥秘了
But when Chapter 5 talks about it, the Bible and
prayer, 坐在宝座上的
Such a mystery. He who is on the throne.
手里有哪个书卷
He has a scroll in his hand.
吸引风言了
Sealed with seven seals.
这是圣经。
And this is the Bible.
是七印封严的圣经。
It is a Bible that has been sealed by seven seals.
若不得主开启圣经。
Lest the Lord open the Bible.
没有人能懂圣经。
No one can understand it.
无论英文圣经、中文圣经。都用很浅的文字写的。
An English Bible, Chinese Bible is written with very superficial words.
你们晓不晓得英文圣经？我们读的英文是 King James.
And we use the King James Bible.
那是英文的文学的杰作。
And this is a literary masterpiece.
而我们读的中文官话和合本。
And the Chinese Bible.
那中文文学的杰作。
Another literary masterpiece.
在文学上太了不起的。
And great works in literature.
但是并不深。
But this is not
谁都能来读圣经
everyone can read the Bible
谁都读不懂圣经
but everyone cannot understand
最有学问的人不懂圣经
the most scholarly person cannot understand it
我碰出好两个有学问的人
I've met many educated people
我带过两个有学问的人信主
and I led two very learned people to the Lord
有一个是台湾最早的时候立法委员那时候立法委员不像现在很有高贵地位的
and it was, the first one was a Taiwanese senator and they had some honor at that time.
他被主的能力遇见了，他信了。
And he was met by the Lord, and he became a believer. And I asked him to pray.
我们跪下来了。
And we knelt down.
我先生，你祷告。
And I said, Sir, please pray.
他祷告什么？他说耶稣先生啊。
And he said, Mr. Jesus.
哎，我说停。
And I said, Wait, stop.
我说你祷告耶稣先生不会得救的。
And I said, You're not going to be saved if you pray to Mr. Jesus.
我是尊敬耶稣啊，我祷告耶稣先生。
And he said, But I'm respecting Jesus.
会你要祷告主耶稣才会得救的。
I said, no, you need to pray to the Lord.
我跟你讲为什么耶稣是主。
So I explained to him, why is he the Lord?
我们不称耶稣是先生呢。
We don't call him Mr.
但一个没有信主的人他一窍不通啊。
But the one who does not believe, he doesn't get it.
对于圣经啊。我们很笨的神的儿女胜过一个科学家。
And when we come to the Bible, the most foolish child of God will know more than a scientist.
很有学问，不懂圣经啊。
They could be very educated, they don't get it.
等到我们一得救了，圣经开了。
But once you're saved, the Bible is open.
我刚一得救的时候，读圣经读疯了。
And when I was first saved, I was.
要不然你后裔大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
I read the Bible like crazy.
要不然还是谁我也不知道。
Son of Abraham.
大卫谁我也不知道。
The son of David. The genealogy of Jesus.
我只知道了耶稣基督。
I did not know who Abraham and David were.
但是我一天读过几十遍圣经了。
But I did know who Jesus was and I read it quite often.
花七个小时读圣经啊。
I read it for 7 hours a day.
什么都不做就把圣经放在那里读。
Didn't do anything all day, just read the Bible.
把自己读醉了。
And I was drunk on the Bible.
因为我读不懂圣经。
Do you read the Bible?
我什么也不懂。
I didn't know anything.
但是太爱读圣经了。
But I loved reading the Bible.
没有信主的人可没有办法祷告的。
And people who don't know Jesus, they don't believe.
像我带那个先生，他祷告个耶稣先生。
They can't pray. They pray to Mr. Jesus.
他以为他能尊敬主了。
And he thought he was respecting the Lord.
他头一句话就大错了。
But the first thing, he didn't get it.
没有信主的人没法祷告的。
Because those who don't believe, they can't pray.
一信主了，头一件事情就祷告。
But the first thing when they believe, they pray.
觉得我们不大会祷告。
We feel like we don't know how to
pray. 但是我们爱祷告了。
But we love to pray now.
我一得救的时候，我真的是跪在主面前祷告啊。
When I was first saved, I knelt before Him to pray.
我觉得我真的不会祷告了。
And I really felt like I don't know how to pray.
我到教会里面去听弟兄姊妹祷告的真漂亮啊。
And when I heard people praying, it sounded so beautiful. And so I brought my notebook.
他们祷告我来记
and I wrote down all their prayers
我也跟着他们学祷告、啊、
and I tried to memorize their prayers
他们祷告得很漂亮、啊、
and they had this beautiful prose
我记下来了跟着他们这个祷告我连一祷告死透了
and then I tried to read it out and pray like that it was really dead
他们祷告这么好我知道他们祷告怎么不行了
how come it was different when I prayed the same prayer they prayed
慢慢我懂得了
slowly I understood
祷告不是这样的
this is not prayer
我们得救了
when we are saved
我们灵里和主相通了
our spirit are communing with the Lord.
慢慢我们就要想讲祷告了。
And then we like to pray.
第五章要大大讲祷告了。
And then in chapter 5 we come to prayer.
讲众圣徒的祈祷。
The prayers of the saints.
我们的祷告是我们得救时候最自然的事了。
It becomes the most natural thing after we are saved.
你们都得救了，想奇妙吧？
Don't you think it's amazing now that you're saved?
我们一个不信主的人是不懂圣经，没法祷告的。
We did not believe in Jesus. We couldn't understand the Bible. We didn't know like to pray.
就爱读圣经了。
But once you're saved, you read the Bible.
主说开我们的心窍。
And the Lord, He opens our understanding.
叫我们能够明白圣经。
That we could understand the Bible.
你问问我，你明不明白圣经？
When you ask me, do you understand the Bible? I will say, yes, I do.
他说我有些圣经，你讲讲还是什么意思
？And they might say, well, tell me what it's about.
我都不懂。
And I'll say, I don't get it.
那你怎么说明白圣经啊
？But you just said you understand the Bible.
我没有告诉你我都懂圣经啊。
I didn't say I understand all of it.
但是我明白圣经啊。
But I get it.
主开我的心窍。
Because the Lord opened my understanding.
叫我能明白圣经。
That I can understand.
这不是说圣经全部圣经我都能讲了，那不是的。
And that doesn't mean I can explain the whole Bible.
圣经对我开启了。
But the Bible is an open book.
对我们开启的圣经。
It is an open Bible.
圣经是七印封严的书
and it is a book that was sealed with 7 seals
没有人配揭开七印
and no one was worthy to open these 7 seals
这里用的字很有讲究
and there's a lot of skill here when
这里不是用能用配
it did not say no one was able
不是说没有人能揭开圣经
it didn't say there was no one able to open the scroll
谁不能揭开圣经
Who cannot open?
一个小孩子都能揭开圣经。
Even the child can open the Bible.
没有人配揭开圣经。
But here it says no one was worthy. No one was worthy.
明白这句话吗
？Do you get what he's saying?
因为没有人配。
Because no one was found worthy.
约翰就大哭。
And so John wept.
因为这本书关系到整个人类的命运。
Because this is the destiny of mankind in this book.
所有人的大事都在圣经里面。
Everything that affects man is in this Bible.
接着又还不要哭。
And, but the angel says, don't cry, John.
有大支派的狮子。
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
大卫的根。
The root of David.
他已得胜。
He has overcome.
配揭开七印。
And he is worthy.
有一位配揭开七印的。
And there was one who was found worthy.
他是犹大支派的狮子。
He was the lion of the tribe of Judah.
又是大卫的根。
And he was the root of David.
在这里把主耶稣三个身份。
And here talks about three different statuses of
Jesus. 第一个犹大支派的狮子。
And the first is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
什么叫犹大支派的狮子？
What is that?
在创世纪四十九章
In Genesis 49,
雅各最后的一次大预言
And the great, last final prophecy of Jacob.
旧约里面最属灵的人是雅各
Most spiritual person in the Old Testament is Jacob.
你们服气吧
Do you believe that?
雅各是个小流氓出生的
He was a gangster.
坏透了这个人
He was awful.
但是主把一个最坏的人
But the Lord took the worst person,
找不了做成个最属灵的人
And he finally became the most spiritual of all
另外一个旧约最属灵的人是大卫
Another most spiritual is David
雅各是卑微出生的
Jacob was born in baseness
大卫是尊贵出生的
David was born in nobility
雅各我想没有读过书
Jacob, I don't think he went to school
大卫有最好的学问
But DavidHe was learning.
雅各是个个性非常败坏的人。
And Jacob, he had a bad character.
大卫是个性非常尊贵的人。
But David, he was of noble character.
说只有大卫，我们都没有盼望了。
If there were only David an example, we're all hopeless.
幸亏有雅各。
Thank God there's Jacob.
读完雅各，我是雅各。
After I read about Jacob, I realized I'm Jacob.
读完大卫，我不是大卫。
After I read about David, I am not David.
大卫太了不了，太高贵了。
Because he is so far above me.
雅各是一个榜样。
Jacob, he is an example.
主把一个这样的罪人做成了最属灵的人。
Jesus has taken such a sinner to become the most spiritual.
最后四十九章雅各的大预言。
And in chapter 49 in Genesis, a great prophecy by Jacob.
这是了不起的预言的。
And a very amazing
prophecy. 人类的一直到最后的事都在雅各的预言里面的。
All the way to the end of mankind, it is all encompassed in his prophecy.
他预言到犹大支派。
And he...prophesies of the tribe of Judah.
耶稣基督就从犹大支派出来的。
Jesus Christ comes from the tribe of Judah.
犹大这个名字有赞美。
And Judah means praise.
雅各说，犹大，你的弟兄都要赞美你。
And Jacob says, Judah, your brothers shall praise you.
你的手要掐住仇敌的颈项。
And your hand will be around the neck of your enemies.
他要置仇敌于死命。
And you will slay your enemies.
犹大是得胜之派。
And Judah, he is.
他犹大就像少壮的狮子。
He is a victorious tribe. He is like a young lion.
遁入公司，卧入母狮。
And he rises as a young lion. He lies.
没有人敢，谁敢惹你？
Who dares cause trouble for
you? 在圣灵里面没有耶稣敢惹狮子的。
And no, what kind of beast creature goes to annoy the lion?
狮子的百胜之王啊。
He is the king of beasts.
有大狮子。
And the lion.
那是指着主耶稣来说的。
And that is Jesus.
等到希罗来到。
And when Shiloh comes.
万民都要归顺。
All nations shall come.
什么叫希罗来到啊
？What is Shiloh?
希罗指着主耶稣来说的。
That is Jesus.
希罗的意思赐平安者。
And it is the peace giver.
等到赐平安者来了。
And that, so he is saying, when he who gives peace,
万民都要归顺。
All nations shall come to you.
主耶稣来了。
And so Jesus has come.
主耶稣带给我们最大的生命。
And he has given us the greatest life.
主耶稣的生命最突出的两项是什么，知道吧？
And what are the two greatest points of Jesus' life?
主耶稣的生命最突出，一个是平安，一个是喜乐。
One is peace and one is joy.
你听了觉得太不突出，太平常，对不对
？You may say these are not anything outstanding.
主讲的平安不是人懂的平安。
But the peace he is speaking of is not something man can
understand. 主讲的喜乐也不是人所领会的喜乐。
The joy he is speaking of is not something man can understand.
主耶稣把神圣平安带来。
Because Jesus has brought a divine peace.
当日就活在耶稣基督里面那个平安。
And the peace that dwelt within Jesus in his day.
被毁谤的时候有平安。
The peace he had when he was rebuked.
被法利赛人陷害的时候有平安。
And the peace he has when he was deceived.
被人出卖的时候有平安。
And when he was sold.
门徒们背叛的时候有平安。
And when the disciples rebelled against him.
克西玛尼被鞭打的时候有平安。
When he was whipped in Gethsemane, that peace.
在公堂里受审的时候有平安。
And when he was judged.
钉在十字架上有平安。
And he had peace when he was crucified.
当主要分别了。
And when Jesus was departing,
最后的言语,
the final words,
我留下平安给你们,
my peace I give to you,
我将我的平安留给你们,
I give my peace to you.
门徒们听不懂。
Disciples didn't understand.
门徒们只懂我们懂的平安啊。
They can only understand the peace we understand.
门徒们看主啊，你这些年日了，你真没有平安啊。
And they said, Jesus, in these last few days, you don't have peace.
犹太人陷害他。
And the Jewish people are trying to trap you. The Pharisees are trying to trick you.
罗马政府到处要捉拿他。
The Roman guard is trying to capture you.
那个门徒犹大就要背叛他。
And he had a disciple, Judas.
主哪里来的平安啊？
Where is he gaining peace?
主讲的是神。
But he is speaking of a divine
我留下平安给你们
peace. My peace I give to you.
我把我的平安给你们
I give to you my peace.
我所赐的平安
The peace I give
不像世人所赐的
is not the peace this world gives.
我们这诗歌啊，有平安，什么，在我心，非世界所能施。
And there's a hymn that says there's a peace in my heart that the world will never know.
这个平安不是世界的人懂的平安。
This is not the worldly.
这个平安咬不动的平安。
This is an unshakable peace.
在逼迫的里头有平安。
And in this tribulation there is peace.
在贫穷的时候有平安。
And when you are in poverty you have peace.
在病痛的时候有平安。
When you are sick you will have peace.
在被人出卖的时候有平安。
And when you are sold out by people you will have peace.
当环境最艰难的时候有平安。
In the most difficult times you will have peace.
当人要把我们的生命夺走的时候都有平安。
Even when they try to take your life, you will have peace.
有两个白种教士。
And there were two Caucasian.
那个时候八国联军啊，很多的基督徒啊。
Missionaries.
那两个人就是要去被杀的时候，两个姊妹还是。
And they were sisters, and they were on their way to being executed.
临死以前写一首诗。
And they wrote this hymn.
整个诗我忘记了。
I forgot the hymn.
我只记得两句话。
But I do remember two phrases.
每一个殉道者的心都是狮子心。
The heart of every martyr is the heart of a lion.
每一个殉道者的脸都是天使脸。
The face of every martyr is the face of an angel.
这两句话写得真好，你懂不懂
？And so well put.
殉道者的心都是狮子的心啊。
The heart of the martyr is the heart of a lion.
他们的脸都是天使的脸啊。
And their faces are all the faces of angels.
真是好。
Isn't that good?
这一个平安，没有人能够摇动。
This peace.Cannot be shaken by anyone.
仇敌不是不要摇这个平安了。
Not that the enemy doesn't want to.
两千年，仇敌一直要摇动教会的平安。
But over 2,000 years, the enemy is trying to shake the peace of the church.
也一直要夺我们的喜乐。
Trying to take away our joy.
两千年过来了。
But in these past 2,000 years,
我们教会要证明。
Our church shall testify.
这一个平安摇不动。
This peace cannot be shaken.
这一个喜乐夺不去。
This joy cannot be taken.
我每年都要跨过太平洋到中国人住的地方去。
Every year I need to cross the Pacific to the place where Chinese people live.
那里可不像我们这里啊。
And it's not like here.
真的信耶稣不容易啊。
It's difficult to believe in Jesus there.
爱耶稣更不容易啊。
Even more difficult to love Jesus.
受大逼迫。
They are persecuted.
但是到弟兄姊妹当中，真的看见一个神圣平安呢。But
when I go among them, I see this divine peace.
看见一个神圣喜乐呢。I
see this divine.
这是耶稣的平安。Joy,
and this is the peace of Jesus.
这是耶稣的喜乐。This
is the joy of Jesus.
成为摇不动的平安，夺不去的喜乐。And
this is the unshakable peace, and it is a joy that cannot be taken away.
这主的圣命两个最大表现。And
so these are the most outstanding aspects.
2000年就要回到今天了。
The Lord's life for these last 2,000 years.
雅各的预言说到，赐希洛来到。
And so when Jacob prophesies of Shiloh,
赐平安者来到了。And
the one who gives peace has come.
就是耶稣基督来到了。That
is Jesus Christ, he
has come. 万民都要归顺。
And all nations shall come to him.
雅各懂什么万民啊。
And what does Jacob know of all nations?
雅各一辈子没有离开过那么小小块地方。
And he never left that little spot on the map, Jacob.
雅各一生所走的路这个地方，你在地图上去找，不小心找不到。
If you don't look carefully on the map, you can't even find the place he was at.
但是雅各一说万国万民啊。
But he is prophesying for all nations here.
等到希洛来到。
Until Shiloh comes.
万民都要归顺。
All people shall come to him.
今天我们主耶稣来到了。
Today Jesus has
come.
And all people have come to him.
我们中国人这么多人信主了，对不对？
So many Chinese people
中国人离主太远太远。
Have come to be Christians and they were so far.
今天中国人信主，教会历史里面一个国家最多的。
From the Lord and in church history, Chinese Christians
打破一亿了。
Are the most populous.
圣灵彰显他的大能。
And the Holy Spirit has shown his great power. And so here, this scroll, there's only one that is worthy. The Lion of Judah. The Root of David. David, an amazing name. First name in Matthew 1:1 is David.
启示录22章末了一个名字也是大卫。
Last name in Revelation 22, David.
中文第一个名字是亚伯拉罕，那写犯错了。
Chinese Bible it's Abraham, but they did it wrong.
大卫的儿子，亚伯拉罕的儿子，耶稣基督的家谱。
The son of David, the son of Abraham, the genealogy of Jesus.
到启示录结束了。And
the end of Revelation.
有最后的句话。
Last thing, Jesus.
我是大卫的根。
I am the root of David.
又是他的后裔。
And I am the seed of David.
我是明亮的晨星。
I am the bright morning star.
大卫最后一个名字。
And that is the, so David is the last name in Revelation. Isn't David pretty awesome?
但是大卫不过是耶稣基督一个表号就是了。But
David was just a type of Jesus.
他的生命能力都从主来的。His
life, his power came from the Lord.
所以主第二个身份叫大卫的根。And
so that is why the second title for Jesus is the root of David.
第三个身份叫被杀羔羊。And
the third status it mentions is
那你保证没有羔羊站立。
Is the lamb that was slain.
像是刚被杀过的。
And it says the lamb who had just been slain was there.
原文是刚刚被杀过的。
It had just been slain.
说主的死永远新鲜。
And it tells us that the death of the Lord is always fresh.
被杀羔羊。
The lamb that was slain.
启示录用羔羊这个名字最多了。
The lamb is most mentioned in Revelations.
大卫的根。 有大智慧的狮子,
the root of David, the lion of Judah.
不朽壮啊,
how, what a strong and majestic name. But what a weak name is the lamb that was slain.
世界动物没有比羊再软弱的了。
And there's no animal weaker than a lamb.
主称我们是主的羊, 对不对?
We are the lambs of God, yes. So do we know what sheep are, lambs?
你是不是主的羊?
Are you a lamb of God?
羊的特点是什么?
If you are, tell me a little bit about the lamb.
羊三个特点。
I'll tell you three things.
第一个, 不会找熟。
It can't find its own food.
什么动物都会找食物的。
Every animal can find its own food. Not the lamb.
羊只吃青草。
It just it needs fresh grass.
青草有工人带它去找的。
Someone needs to lead it to the grass.
如果有工人带，羊就会被人饿死。
And if it doesn't have a shepherd to lead it, it's going to die of hunger.
第二件是羊不认路的。
And the lamb, it doesn't know its way.
所有动物都会走它自己的路的。
Every animal knows its own way.
羊若没有牧人，就会站在那里叫。
And if a sheep doesn't have a shepherd, it just stands there.
你若看见个路上一只羊站在那里啊。
When you see a sheep just standing there,
那就是天下最可怜的只羊。
And that is the most pitiful sheep in the world.
这个迷路羔羊啊。
Because it's lost.
它不晓得往哪里走了。
Doesn't know where to go now.
他不认得路的。
Doesn't know its way.
第三，羊从来不会保护自己的。
Thirdly, sheep they don't protect themselves.
什么东西来攻击羊，羊就会被它吃掉。
And when something attacks it, it gets eaten.
羊不抵抗的。
It has no defense.
羊没有保护的力量的。
It doesn't protect itself.
这个叫做羔羊。
This is what a lamb is.
这羊需要牧人。
And so it needs a shepherd.
我们正像主的羊。
We are the sheep of the Lord.
我们找地上食物会找。
We can,
天上食物不会找。
We can find earthly food. We don't know how to find heavenly food.
路地上的路当然会走。
Yes, we can walk our way here in the world.
到全世界的路都容易走。
We can walk anywhere in the world.
主的道路会走吗？
But how about the way of the Lord?
会走主的道路吗？
Do you know how to walk the way of the Lord?
主的道路没这条路的。
There's no such way. There's no street.
雅各看见个天梯。
Jacob, he saw this ladder to heaven.
从地到天上的。
Going from earth to heaven.
地上没这个路的。
But there's no such thing in this world.
耶稣基督就是天梯。
Jesus Christ, he is that
heaven. 主的我是道路。
He says, I am the way.
从主这条路门一直摸到天了。
And so from Jesus, this way, you get to heaven.
地上没有羊，找不到路啊。
And so there's no lamb here on earth.
更不会保护自己。
These lambs, these sheep, they can't find its way. They can't protect itself.
耶稣基督是大牧人。
It needs a shepherd.
群羊的大牧人。
And Jesus, he is the great shepherd of the flock.
他是被杀羔羊。
He is the lamb that was slain.
在这里用一个最软弱的名字了。
And what, this is the weakest of all titles.
跟犹大狮子啊。那个和都不一样嘛哈。
And it's so different than the lion of Judah.
被杀羔羊。
The lamb that was slain.
启示录用羔羊啊。
When Revelation talks about the lamb.
这翻成原文翻成中文翻个小羔羊。
It talks about a little lamb in Chinese.
在宝座上的羔羊牧养他们。
And there's a great lamb upon the throne that is shepherding the little lambs.
画幅图画这何德不相称呢？
And these two pictures are so juxtaposed.
画一个宝座。
There is a throne.
上面一个画个狮子嘛，这像个样子。
You need to draw a picture, a lion on it. Yeah.
宝座上画一个小羔羊，像。
But there's a tiny little lamb on it.
称不称啊？
Does that make sense?
不相称啊。他成为小羔羊。
It is not quite proportionate. He is
a little lamb. 那就是说，基督耶稣凭着生命上高上宝座。
But that tells us that Jesus, by his life, he went to the throne.
凭着经历上宝座。
With his experience, he went to the throne.
这个叫做羔羊宝座。
And that is why it is the throne of the lamb.
被杀舍命。
And he was slain. He laid down his life.
败坏掉那仗势权的魔鬼。
And he destroyed the enemy.
他因着被杀而登宝座的。
Who held the power of death, and because he was slain, he was on the throne.
启示录的羔羊都是只小羔羊。
And in Revelation, it is all small lambs.
小羔羊大有权能。
But has great power.
他拿过那个书卷来。
And he took up the scroll.
揭开其印。
And he released the seals.
只有他可以配揭开其印。
He alone was worthy.
主揭开圣经，我们才懂圣经了。
Only when the Lord opens the Bible, we can understand the Bible.
明白我讲的话吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
下面讲祷告了。
And then he comes to prayer.
像个金香炉在神面前。
It is like a golden bowl of incense, a censer before the Lord.
众圣徒的祈祷。
And it is the prayer of the saints.
这个众圣徒的祈祷。
The prayer of the saints.
盛满了香。
The golden bowl is full of incense.
不是香是祷告，是的香炉是祷告。
And you need to be. It is not the incense is the prayer. It is the censer or the golden bowl is the prayer.
众圣徒的祷告。
Has become the. It is the. prayer of the saints.
所有我们的祷告都在这个香炉里面呢。
All the whole bowl is the prayer. All our prayers.
这个香炉要完成的时候。
Contained in this bowl.
到了第八章，就把香炉，就香赐给香炉。
And in chapter 8, when this incense is poured
out, 倒在地上,
and it is poured out upon the
earth, 雷轰闪电,
there is lightning and thunder,
仇敌的权势崩溃了,
and because the power of the enemy is done,
今天我们祷告了两千年了,
we've been praying for 2,000 years now.
我们两千年弟兄姊妹数不来的次数祷告捆绑仇敌,
countless prayers that bound the enemy,
捆绑仇敌
Bound the enemy.
我们一生的祷告，我们也是在祷告捆绑仇敌。
And we pray in our lives, bind the enemy.
那么我们祷告捆绑仇敌，怎么仇敌越来越猖狂了
？But it looks like the enemy is getting bigger and bigger.
仇敌越来越凶了。
Even though we pray, bind the enemy.
是不是我们祷告没有效啊
？Is it because our prayers are ineffective？
是不是两千年祷告都没用啊
？Is it 2,000 years of prayers are useless？
那你弄错了。
You are wrong if that's.
我们每次做。捆绑仇敌。
Every time we say bind the enemy，
每次我们祷告捆绑仇敌。
Every time we pray bind the enemy，
都在主面前。
It is all these prayers are before the Lord。
有一定要成为一个金香炉。
And one day it will become this golden censer。
好像什么呢
？What is it like？
好像称东西啊。
It's like a scale。
最精细的秤叫天平。
And this is a scale。
你们知道天平吗
？You know what a scale is? Yes。
不知道。
No。
知道。
Yes.
天平上称最细最细的东西。
And the scale it can measure out the finest of things.
天平放在这里。
We have a scale.
两个盘。
Two plates.
一个盘放一个砝码，天的砝码。
And on one you put the weight.
一个盘空的。
And the other side it is empty.
完全斜的，对不对
？And so it's gonna be lopsided.
这个砝码好像魔鬼啊。
And this weight it is like the devil.
那么重，撑在下面的。
He is really heavy, so it's
那个盘是空的。
Lopsided. Here it's empty on this side.
我们来祷告了。
And so we come to pray.
每次祷告好像把个 business card， 把个名片放在那个里面，我们到主面前来了。
Every time it's like a business card when we pray.
一张名片，两张名片。
Put it on this side.
十张名片，一千张名片。
Ten, a thousand.
这个天平动也不动。
You know what? The scale doesn't even move.
每张名片都有用。
But every business card.
天平最精细了。
Is useful.
最后张名片放上去了
very fine scale.
一下倒过来了
when you put the very last one on suddenly it turns
一下那个铁的砝码在上面我们在下面了
suddenly we are the weight
我们的祷告满足了
our prayers have been fulfilled
众圣徒的祷告
and that is the prayer of the
saints 每次祷告放上名片在上面
every time you pray you put a little business card
每次都有用
Every time it's useful.
两千年都在捆绑撒旦。
2,000 years we have been binding Satan.
有一天我们祷告满足了。
And one day those prayers will be fulfilled.
众圣徒的祈祷就能进香炉。
The bowl is full.
整个金香炉倒在地上。
And this golden censer falls to the ground.
仇敌的权势崩溃了。
And the power of the enemy is done.
不是一下来的。
And it's not suddenly.
众圣徒的祈祷累积下来的。
But the accumulation of the prayers of the saints.
所以我们满了信心。
And so we are full of faith.
满了力量。
We are full of strength.
捆绑仇敌。
To bind the enemy.
奉主名捆绑仇敌。
In the name of Jesus, bind the enemy.
我也不是真的等到最后一天的。
And it's not really that it's on the last day that it will fall.
好多次我们祷告就有果效了。
A lot of times we pray and it is effective immediately.
神伸出大能的手来了。
Because the Lord stretches out His powerful mighty arm.
真为我们捆绑仇敌了。
And He binds the enemy for us.
我最近出了本书。
I recently wrote a book.
写了我68年的见证。
68 years of testimony.
都有了本了，对不对
？You may have a copy.
没有一本，门口去了拿一本。
If you don't have one, get one on your way out.
这本书是送的，不是卖的，你尽管拿好了。
It's free. Take as many as you want.
这本书68年的见证呢
68 years of testimonies.
这个想, 68年以前的事情, 真的不大容易, 你知道吧?
You know, it's hard to remember 68 years back.
我的记忆力还不错的,
I have a pretty good memory.
我写完了,
when I finished writing it,
书寄出去了,
and I
去印了,
mailed it to the publisher,
我就想起好多见证来了,
but then I thought of a lot of other things.
我就不再补进去了,
but I can't really put them back in.
所以台湾弟兄们说是另外出第二本了,
so brothers and sisters in Taiwan said, how about volume 2?
大概长
And I said, no, I will not.
好多好的见证没写进去啊,
but a lot of good testimony is not included, and I'm going to tell you a small one now. In the Sino-Japanese War, 8 years, I was there for all 8 years.
那么辛苦打了八年啊,
suffered for 8 years.
太平了,
and then peace came.
记住来的是4年的内战,
but then we had 4 years of civil war.
比八年抗战还要可怕,
and that was worse than the 8 years of the Sino-Japanese war. I was in Shanghai.
上海的局面很紊乱,
and Shanghai was chaotic.
那个人啊, 都用流氓来做事,
and everyone was using gangsters to get what they wanted done.
我父亲不在家,
my father was not.
我和我母亲两个人在家,
at home, just my mom and I.
我父亲一个仇敌就弄了一个军人进来,
and there was a soldier living in our house.
他来占我的房子,
he was living in my room.
那天我从外面回来, 我母亲好紧张, 等在门口啊,
and my mom was really nervous when I came home that day.
不得了, 一个军人占我们的房子,
and she said, there's a soldier living in our house.
他就占你的卧房,
and I said, what room? And she said, your room.
我过去看看,
and so I went and I looked at him. I opened the door,
他烟抽了好多久了, 这房间都烟雾腾腾的都,
and he was smoking and drinking there in my room, lying down on my bed,
他穿着一个雨靴也没有透, 躺在我床上,
with his rain boots on my bed.
我一看, 怒从心头起,
and then I started, the anger started to rise up.
我有很好的弟兄了,
but I,
打不过他呀,
but I couldn't.
我想起我一个堂师父,
and so I started to think of my uncle, because I couldn't beat him up myself, and who had good connections. And so I called him, and I said, this is what happened.
他告诉他,
and so my uncle said, tell him to get out.
他不走,
if he doesn't leave, call me again. I'll send another group of soldiers, and I will throw him out the window with his luggage. And so I was really happy. We're going to throw him out with his luggage. But then I couldn't call back. I didn't feel peaceful. So I cried to the Lord, Lord, kick him out.
我们真是无辜之民啊,
because we are helpless.
被世界的人欺负啊,
they are abusing us.
把他赶出去,
kick him out.
那叫声我也叫停下来的嘛,
and then I stopped.
等我停下来了,
when I stopped,
主讲了两个字,
the Lord said two things.
主只讲了两个字,
just two words.
主说爱他,
he said, love him.
我的主,
and I said, no, Lord, I cannot. It is impossible.
主不讲话,
and the Lord stopped speaking.
我知道主讲话, 只讲一句话叫你听的,
and the Lord, I know, he only speaks once.
你有没有讲,
and you,
你给主辩论, 主给你讲话, 有,
have you argued with the Lord and the Lord argued back?
主只讲一句话,
no. He just says it once.
爱他,
love him.
我停下来了,
and so I stopped.
我的主,
and I said, Lord,
除非你叫我能爱他,
unless you give me the ability,
不然的话, 我真不能爱他,
I cannot love him.
那还是把你求你把他赶出去的,
so I'm still asking you, kick him out.
讲过这句话之后,
but after I said this,
我里头起来个爱他的心,
the heart of love rose in my heart. It was impossible.
啊, 我今天就跟他打招呼去,
and so I went to say hi to him.
哎呀, 我给他倒洗脸水,
and then I poured out a basin of water.
他那个臭衣服把他拿出来,
I took his laundry.
我交给我的佣人去洗, 佣人说你不像个男人来给他洗衣服,
and I gave it to my servant, and the servant said, you're not a man.
我才不给他洗衣服嘞,
and I'm not going to wash his laundry.
啊, 你不行, 我来洗,
and I said, all right, I'll
我帮他洗衣服,
do it. So I went to wash it myself. I went to put his water for washing his feet.
天天去给他问候,
every day I went to ask how he was doing.
过了时候啊,
after a few days,
我发现他躲我,
I found out he's avoiding me.
我在家他就出去,
if I'm home, he leaves.
我走左边，他就走右边。
If I take the left side, he'll go on the right.
他不要见我了。
He doesn't want to see me.
有天晚上到晚上十二点没有睡觉。
And one night, twelve midnight, he was still up.
他说我到晚上十二点不睡觉了。
I'm usually asleep then, but I was up. And the Lord spoke to me.
如果你顺服我。
And the Lord said, if you submit to me,
你爱他。
And you
但是你没有把我告诉他。
Yet you did not tell him about me.
我说主，明天我去把你告诉他。
And I said, Lord, I'll do it tomorrow.
主说不，现在。
But the Lord said, no, now.
我主现在十二半夜十二点了。
I said, but actually it's midnight.
我一边主讲话嘛，一边我就过去了。
But as I was saying this, I went to his room.
他十二点还没睡。
And I looked and he was up too.
灯开着呢。
The light was on.
我把门打开了。
So I opened the door.
他在写信。
He was writing a letter.
信封已经写好了。
And he had the envelope next to him addressed.
信封上的名字是我的名字。
My name was on the envelope.
他姓陈啊。
His name was Mr.
我陈建生啊，住在一个房子里面讲话还写信吗？
And I said, Mr. Chen, we live together. You don't need to write me a letter. Come on.
给我讲话了，不要写信了。
Just talk to me. Don't write a letter.
他很正经地站起来。
And he very gravely stood up.
他是很粗野的军人啊。
And he was a very rough man.
他今天我尝到基督徒的厉害了。
And he said, today I have met how
我没有脸再住下去了。
Powerful Christians are. I can't stay anymore.
所以我写封信向你道歉。
And so I wanted to apologize.
天没亮我就走了。
I was going to leave before sunrise.
我陈先生。
And I said, Mr. Chen,
耶稣来找你了。
Jesus is looking for you.
主逼着我半夜十二点来看你。
And he forced me to come here at the middle
of the night. 我不来找你，你明天走掉了。
Because if I didn't come now, you would have left.
你晚了。
And you would have been done.
你永远沉沦了。
You would have been done eternally.
我把耶稣的福音告诉他。
And so I told him the gospel.
带他一起祷告。
And I led him to pray.
他自救了。
He was saved.
我这本接着书里没有这个见证。
This story is not in the book.
这是个大见证啊。
But this is a great testimony.
我说陈先生，你得救了。
And I said, Mr. Chen, you were
saved. 你好好在我这里住下去。
Please stay.
我以后要叫你弟兄了。
I'm going to call you brother.
我带你去受浸了呀。
I'm going to bring you to be baptized.
他说我们是弟兄。
And he said, yes, we are brothers.
我也真得救了。
And I am truly saved.
我就不能在这里住下去。
But I can't stay here.
我在这里犯罪
啊。I am sinning if I stay here.
我明天早上还是一早要走。
I still need to leave.
让我感谢主。
And I thank the Lord
你把福音传给我了、
that you preach the gospel.
我真的信耶稣了。
And I believe in Jesus now.
这个见证好吗？
Isn't this a good testimony?
好多这样的见证我都忘了写了。
A lot of this type of testimony I forgot about.
但是我人就写了六十八年的见证了。
But I still wrote 68 years worth.
大家没有人可以拿一本。
And don't forget to get your copy.
毕竟拿了一本不够的，拿第二本没关系，拿三本也没关系。
One, two, three copies, however many you would like.
可以送给人啊！
You can give to other people.
不信主的人也可以送他一本。
People who aren't Christians.
两个月之后我们就要翻英文本了。
In 2 months there will be an English copy.
见证，是我耶稣在我身上中活着。
And the testimony is Jesus alive in me.
这里讲到读圣经。
Here in chapter 4 when we read the Bible, and it talks about prayer.
最好的读经和祷告。
This is the best Bible reading. This is the best prayer.
我讲完人就没有时间讲读圣经了。
And even after today, I just don't have time to tell you about reading the Bible.
这本小书主教约翰不是来读。
But this scroll, Jesus did not tell John to read it.
你拿着吃啊。
He said, eat it.
我这本书叫你读。
If I give you a book and I say, read it.
容易。
It's easy.
要你吃容易吧
？But eat it, is that easy?
来，谁来带一来吃？吃我这本圣经。
Come on up, eat it.
我这本圣经不厚，来吃吃看。
My Bible's not too thick.
能吃吗
？Come on up, eat it.
吃圣经容易，读圣经容易啊
？Would you rather eat the Bible or read it?
圣经不是读的。
The Bible's not for reading.
圣经吃的。
It is for eating.
圣经什么经历的书
？And it is an experiential book.
我们经历到哪里才懂到哪里。
As much as you can experience is how much you will understand.
我得救了。
When I am saved.
我读到圣经里面的重生得救，我懂了。
And then I understood when it talked about being born again.
我没有得救，没有重生。
If I am not saved, I am not born again.
读重生两字怎么懂啊
？Well, I can't understand these two words.
叫再生一次。
Born again. Is it to be born again?
从上面生,
to be born from
我怎么懂啊?
above? How do I understand this? But one day I was born from above.
我懂得重生了,
and I understood being born again.
圣经是吃的,
and so the Bible, you eat it, you don't read it. And so John has to eat it.
他吃完之后,
and when he ate it,
肚子发苦,
it was bitter in his stomach.
口中甜如蜜,
but it was sweet like honey in his mouth. And this is the sweetest ministry of the word. It arises from the most bitter experiences. No one can see this bitterness in your stomach. But it is sweet in your mouth.
对各方各国各王各族做先知,
and he is a prophet to tribes, nations, kings.
要全世界传神的话,
and preaching the word of God to the whole world.
因为这话我不是读懂了,
I didn't read it and understand.
我吃了,
I ate it.
我经历多少,
I, as much as I experienced,
我传多少,
I preached.
传我所经历的,
I preached what I experienced. And I preached it with power.
懂得圣经了吧?
Now do you understand what the Bible is?
好,我们没几句话讲圣经。
Can't explain in too many words tonight.
第五章就到了读圣经,
but chapter 5 is about reading the Bible.
讲到祷告,
and it's about prayer.
众生徒的祈祷,
the prayer of the saints.
纯净的祷告,
it is the accumulated prayer of the saints.
最单纯神性的祷告,
it is the most simple and divine prayer.
祷告往上升,
and as the prayer ascends,
这个祷告上升的祷告,
it is an ascending prayer.
我们祷告都要上升,
all our prayers, they need to ascend to the Lord who is enthroned.
少为自己祷告,
don't pray for yourself too much.
多为教会祷告,
pray for the church.
为神的旨意祷告,
more. Pray for the will of God.
为神的国祷告,
pray for the kingdom of God.
为做征战祷告,
pray for warfare.
我们祷告是上升祷告,
and that is the ascending prayer.
那得经香炉祷告,
and that is the prayer in the incense bowl.
烟香赐给他,
and he had this incense that was given to him.
充满圣灵的祷告,
it is full of the Holy Spirit, these prayers.
有这个弟兄说, 你把最简单 话告诉我什么叫祷告?
And once a brother said, explain prayer to me in the simplest terms.
好好好,我说用简单话告诉你了。
I said, all right.
我说你看见我们的电插头吧?
And I said, do you see the outlet?
电插头插在电插里面是不是?
We put the plug into the outlet, yes?
懂得我的话吗? 我这故意不标准,我自己都没信心。
Do you understand my Chinese?
电插吧? 在电插头插在插销里面? 听懂? 啊? 插头? 插头里面, 插座里面, okay.
So you put the plug into the outlet.
插座里面怎么样?
What happens when you plug in the plug into the outlet? Electricity flows.
电流过来了,
electricity
电风扇,
flows.
它就转起来了,
and then what do you see? The fan
电灯里面它就亮了,
and lights
come on. 在炉子里面就热了,
stove turns on.
在冰箱里它就冷了,
refrigerator is cold.
都从电力过来的, 对不对?
All from electricity.
你用个大木头去通电行不行啊?
What if you put a piece of wood into the outlet?
我用最大的器皿去来的通电,
I'm going to put the biggest piece of wood I have into the outlet.
木头不通电的,
nothing happens.
你用小小一个铅丝,
how about just put a little wire in, tiniest wire.
手麻了都要,
plug it in and you're going to pull your hands back.
电马上过来了,
electricity comes out.
我弟兄什么叫我们的祷告?
What is prayer?
就好像电插在插座里,
it's like a plug into the outlet.
电上我的灵,
and
我的灵在我深处,
my spirit is my depth of my being.
为我深处来祷告,
and from my depths I pray.
我只要叫主就可以了,
and I only need to say Lord.
一个老姊妹啊,她常常坐在我旁边祷告的,
an older sister always sits next to me to pray.
主啊, 你这莫名其妙的主啊, 我就挺火的。
And she says, Lord, you are such a confounding Lord.
你这莫名其妙的,
I said, no, it's you. Why are you calling Jesus that?
我多么几次啊, 哦, 她不懂中文。
But then I realized she doesn't understand Chinese.
她讲莫名其妙的人太奇妙,
she means that Jesus is wonderful.
哦,他打莫名其妙,我说阿们。
Instead of saying Jesus is wonderful, she said Jesus is weird. And then I said amen.
他祷告都是甜美了。
And her prayers were so sweet.
这祷告真有主的同在啊。
Had such the presence of the Lord.
这个莫名其妙用的真不顺耳朵的。
But it really felt bad hearing Jesus, you are weird.
他莫名其妙就太奇妙,太奇妙了。
But she didn't understand Chinese, so she was trying to say Jesus, you are wonderful. And so we understand
祷告通电呢,
prayer is being electrified.
我们的祷告通神,
our prayers, we are electrified by God.
我们的祷告通圣灵,
we are electrified by the Holy Spirit.
我们要电插, 插在电上, 插座里面,
we put the plug into the outlet.
电流一直过来,
and the electric current comes right through.
把我们全人都充满了,
and your whole person is filled.
最好的祷告,
that's the best prayer.
众圣徒的祷告
the prayer of the saints
祷告了两千年了
2,000 years
可能我们是最后的名片了
maybe we are the last business card right
there 主要用我们的祷告了
and Jesus will use our prayers
那一下就到过来了
and suddenly you see that scale tip
仇敌被摧毁了
and the enemy is done
被魔鬼的国度被消灭了
kingdom of the devil is done
用我们的祷告迎接主耶稣回来
and through our prayers the Lord is received again.